All right. Let's see if Ayn is even still here. Did I drive him away? No, I didn't. Hello, Ayn. Thank you.
C14H96, and that's all you need to know.
We've done that before. That's fucking bullshit. We need a lot more than that number. Okay. Let's see who's here. Who would get first go at Ayn? Gene. Gene didn't get to talk.
Crap, Bob. I'm not ready. I'm taking
fuck it.
Notes.
Ask anything.
We are. Let it be.
Oh,
man. May they rest in peace till we get there. It's hammer time now. Bring the hammer. Let's go. Come on, hammer time. Let's get right. Get up. Get over.
Right,
get under.
Right,
get everything.
Right.
If there's a rabbit
right,
in here, we're going to do the stump. We're going to stump break the rabbit. It's going to be a fun time. Bring it on, y'all.
All right, then.
Okay, 11. No. Yes, fine. Okay, good. Now, next.
Are the millennials new to the solar system?
I already said no.
Ayn, you said that Bob was connecting the dots, but you said last
time. I already said yes. We already answered these. Just replay it. Bob, you replay everything. Just replay the answers, and you got it. No problem.
Yes.
But you said the dots are connecting us last week.
They are, but you are. You're connecting it, but it's making you. It's kind of like when you think you make money. You're not making money. You want money to make you. So that's how you get confused when you start pondering the pontificating position of what life is. Life is a magazine. How very obvious.
Is there a difference between money making me and me using money?
The essence of a periodical, yes.
A magazine. Anybody, jump in.
Do the Humpty Dump.
Hey, go ahead, Bert.
Do the Humpty Dance.
Bert,
we'll sing the Humpty Dance for you. He's
okay,
ready now. I'm ready.
Okay,
now be soft. Just a second. Just calm down. It's going to be okay. Take a nice deep breath, and we will gently flow through this step by step any way you want to go with it. Okay?
All right. Last year we talked about interloping, and you told me interloping is frequency and vibration. I want to know, is interloping a function of ground?
A function of a triad.
You mentioned before when I was mentioning the ground that I would need to, I did some connection of three, and you said there were four, and I was talking about the four chambers in the heart, and you said that I had to contact the resting soul of Galileo. So,
yes.
This triad referencing. Would the four chambers of the heart be related to grounding?
No, that's in Diades.
In Diades, what I'm referring to is grounding, or the four chambers of the heart is in Diades?
Yes.
Well, going back to my first question I asked you earlier about, you said that the millennials aren't new to the solar system.
Correct.
Are they inhabitants of the new planet that just appeared in the solar system?
They're certainly welcome, yes. They're welcome, yes.
Or is there origination in this solar system?
Originations happen in the loan office.
Okay.
Well, now you know we're literal. We're going to answer it literal, and then we get off on the sidebar, and then you embrace that. Then you wake up next to the Mad Hatter wondering how you got offered an invitation for tea and crumpets. And then you go, wait, no, that's not what I wanted at all. So slow down, take a nice deep breath, and go back, refocus. Don't change your direction based on our answer, because that's going to take you down another place. Now, you don't not like where that doesn't take you. So if you're going to not like where it doesn't take you, then you might as well be happy with where you are. So where you are is all right. So we're going to ease into that a little easier, you see. And then you'll find which way the wind's actually blowing.
So then I'm going to go back to my second question then about interloping.
Excellent.
You said triad.
Excellent. Well,
triad.
We didn't say triad. We said it's a form of a triad.
Form of a triad. So that's new because there are two triads that I'm aware of. And it's the old one of the physical, non-physical, and labyrinth of the mind. But I also heard another triad of lysine, lipids, and the limbic system. Is that the form of triad you're referencing and the interloping as a function of ground?
Yes.
I want to point out to people that we have a new level of communication from Ian. He is giving answers on the chat line as links. I think this is a new wrinkle, new multimedia thing. Okay, so people, get on there, look in the chat line, check out the link, see what he's responding to. Now, are you saying ground the way I use ground, Bert, or are you trying to, you're just talking about being grounded? You should explain the word ground or something.
Bob, he doesn't have a clue. He's just got
You don't have a fucking clue, Bert.
He's got
you don't have a
sparkle.
Fucking clue.
He's got a little
Let's
sparkle.
Give you
he's trying
God
to
goddamn clue, Bert.
And it's okay. It's okay. He's got a little sparkle. He saw a little shine.
What do you think of that? But we're talking about you in the third person, Bert. We're talking about you in the third person.
He's peeping through the keyhole, Bob. He's peeping through the keyhole.
The keyhole. I'll take you through the keyhole.
He's looking at Bob. He's looking at Bob. He's looking at the porcelain. He's little Bob. He's got a little bobblehead. The head is a bobblehead. His bobblehead all up. His bobblehead rules the world sitting from his mighty mantle, the surround of all that he is.
The mighty mantle.
People sitting there, he's peeping, see that sparkle, 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 and he's like, ooh, let's see what
I am talking about
is.
Grounding. I'm talking about grounding. Grounding that Ion spoke with me last year. Grounding. Ion, this grounding, has the kinetic grounding and the vascular grounding changed?
Yes.
Is it related to the form of triad that you answered earlier?
Yes. We have to be very careful where we take you because you'll make it a religion or something, so we don't want to start all that.
Not make it a religion. I will not make it
well,
a religion.
Well, we can't tell from some little nothing thing. You reset the sun, moon, and stars and find a new solar system and then inhabit a new planet, and you don't even know who's inhabiting it. So you couldn't know it if you were there, if you were in the midst of it. So however delicious, we're just being precise. We're just being precise.
Okay, let's go back to the ninth planet. Does this planet have a normal rotation?
Well, isn't what you describe a normal? It's 30,000 years, and there's no time. So,
okay.
How would you know?
You mentioned last week. I heard you mention last week that you were bringing in a planet with a fast rotation. Is this the planet
yes.
that you were referencing last week?
Yes. Yes, the one we already told you a million years ago from the event. Well, you're giggling, but that's old news. That's old news.
Well, I'm giggling about my next question.
I do.
Hey, it looks like Jean figured out the missing words, Carol. She had just so you can tell the story. You already told them how it's going to come out. You told them bread of life is the phrase. Bread of life. Very good, Jean. Jean's a fucking coward. She won't talk to Ian, but at least she's typing back there. At least she don't make herself useful. Okay, back
I know, Bob. I ground. Still blitz out. I've got to be all prepared, and then he'll say something, and it'll throw me right off.
Yeah, you're still vulnerable. Okay, go ahead, Bert.
However delicious.
Ion, this planet with this fast rotation, will that have an effect on the entire solar system because it's on the other end and everything
well, yeah.
in between this? Okay.
Yeah.
So is that?
You really don't need that. You don't really don't need non-physical to figure that one out, eh?
No, you're right. You're right. The question I have as far as the all this, since you left in September all the way up, I've been watching the NASA reports, and there's been some really strange reports. Does Mars have water on it? Is there water on Mars?
And not the way you call water. It's a version of living water, but it's not the same. It doesn't freeze, and yet it's frozen. See, once you get rid of the oxygen, it changes all that. Well, no, don't giggle. They've proven that. When you're sitting there looking at that face, and they found the streams that are just under that surface, it is water, but it's a different kind of water. Just because you all have a slack-jawed, numb-nut, aggravated, aberrated version of what you call the wetness of water doesn't mean that's water. So we're going to get you back to good water, and then you won't recognize it. But we still have to be very gradual and slow, as the little men soon are dying away. So we didn't want to rush it. We honor the resting spirited soul of our Dr. Dean. We're going to give every little one a little chance. We don't really care, but we're going to give every little one a little chance. And they get that opportunity to embrace life. Live for life. Live, embrace. Embrace the moment. Go for the moment for a second. But if not, then either decide. Get on with it. Get happy or get out. That's the easiest way we know how to say it. So in that spiritus mode, we're going to soften the whole construct and say, okay, A plus B equals C squared. Okay, what is A to B? A is to B what C is to B. So if you know what A is to B, then you know what B is to C. So what will C be? That's what you want to know. Every question you've asked so far fits into that equation. And it's simple, and it's easy, and we don't mind. It's perfectly wonderful, delicious. Yes, there's water on Mars. There's water on what you call water on most of the planets. Not much on Saturn, but they've got some ice that's just amazing. So the question now becomes, is ice water? Oh, wait, that's what they want in hell, isn't it, ice water?
There was a report in beginning of January where there's a glacier growing in a volcano. Is that a sign of a negative pH? That a glacier is in the... Okay, it's not a sign of negative pH. The glacier...
Correct. Correct. It's not.
Okay. Is it actually a glacier?
But of course.
What is you talking about? What's glacial, Bert?
Okay,
mound of ice.
Where?
They're claiming that there's a glacier. There's a glacier in Mount St. Helens that's growing. The title of the article I saw was that North America has a new glacier. And I looked at it, and strange that there's a glacier growing on side of the volcano. But Ion said it is a glacier, but it's not negative pH. Ion, is that typical activity between a volcano and a glacier?
Yes. It's like Kalima. It's blown. Kalima just blew lately.
Does Kalima have a glacier?
No, but it blew, which caused Mount St. Helens glacier to increase.
Oh, so this... Is this
volcano fuego. It's fuego.
She says, amazing what one misses on payday by going to sleep. Bob got doped up on nitrous oxide, and everyone is already dead but not dead, and the not dead will rot from oxygen. Can we go to the beach now? Translating Ion Wisdom. And there's earlier... what's this? Just a minute, Ion. I ran out of it. Oh, yeah, here's Gene. We make up that people are dead. Maybe no more children have been born. We must be making up the millennial bodies, too. All right. Are you guys still there?
Yeah. Am I there?
You were.
Am I there? So, okay, so oxygen.
Am I here?
Are we here? So, Ion, oxygen rots things like bodies, but you said
oxygen oxidizes things, and that's what's wrong with it. The form that you have is what little men uses to maintain your form. The Slovene in Doctor Who did the same thing. They had these suits that they put on, and they had flatulence that was incredibly incorrigible. They had these forms, and so they had to have that oxygen to hold this form. You have to have oxygen to kill you as a little man so you can be a little man. Otherwise,
okay,
you'll be forced
to
be a god.
Okay, but do we have to have it, or do we just believe that that's what happens? Because if we keep the same body...
Please divinely tell us the difference. Divinely tell us the difference. Now, all we've been saying since it is your God. Come on back to God. Come on, Sam Cooke. Come on back to God.
distinguish. Give me more
chariot.
Detail. Distinguish
well,
for me the difference
we've
between.
Given you thousands of years of details, and you're still asking about the details. We've detailed it so much now that the detailer can't even tell the details.
This
we
might be
thousands.
A new question, Ion.
Chances are.
Give us more words about the distinction of an actual chemical reaction like oxidation and believing that a chemical reaction exists that is causing oxidation.
Let's do it this way. Let's go back to 101. If you're talking about the number assigned to an element in a chemical combination that represents the number of electrons lost or gained if the number is negative by an atom of that element in a compound, is that the one you're referring to?
Okay.
No, that's not an okay. Is that the one you're referring to? Because it's going to change
that
your answer.
That is a new question. In a chemical reaction.
If you believe that, then ascension is the easiest thing in the world. You just got to figure, here's where we started off. Bob's going to giggle. Well, he won't remember. Well, Bob never remembers. Well, it won't really matter because Bob will forget. He'll ask it again. It'll be fresh and new for him all over again. We said not from not is not. And that's oxidation. Not from not is not. If you get that, then all of a sudden the lexicons change.
Well, then there's no such thing.
Well, it's a myth that you've been able to stay little mean this long. You're still eternal. You're still forever. You're still in this meat sack body. You still borrow these protons to make you be little. You paint and rouge yourself up, and then you get wrinkled up, and then you make yourself get wrinkled up, and then you shoot yourself up with stuff so you don't be wrinkled up. It's the most ridiculous thing ever, ever, ever.
Wow.
You slather up, grease up, pad up, primp up, trying to make it be like it used to be, when where it used to be isn't where it was either. So you got it all started now. You're talking about oxidation. If you change oxidation, if you knew how to adjust the polarity, that's grounding. That goes, wake Bert back up. This is back where Bert dropped off. That at 11. We did answer that already. Then all of a sudden now your oxidation changes and you don't have oxidation anymore. It's the simplest thing.
We just declare it. If we're so locked into the belief, and I'm going back to the dead people, that we're really not dead and we really aren't seeing bodies rot. So if we... Okay, we're so locked.
Gene, you're arguing for your limitations.
If
you don't know, it's okay. We'll help. We just told you. I don't know how you couldn't know, but we just told you, and we've already told you. And then we told you, but yeah, it's
see,
okay.
See, I'm trying
it's
to.
No worries.
Yes, I'm.
No,
trying
it's
to
no worries.
Understand.
It's no worries. It's okay. Don't understand. You'll get a bump.
I know.
You'll bump your head, and it'll hurt. Let's recap, Bob Palmer. Have we learned anything? A great deal.
I think I have to understand something to drop it. But
hey, let's bring Susanna in. Let Susanna come in to help Gene. Go ahead, Susanna.
Stay on the topic, Susanna.
Look at Susanna fell asleep. Jesus, she keeps missing everything. Well, okay, we're going to have to bring comedian Deb West. Deb West is on the mic. Go ahead,
yeah.
Deb. Help Gene.
I was on mute. I didn't know I was on mute.
Okay, step back, Deb. Susanna's here. Get in line, Deb.
I forgot.
It's like the Miss
mute.
World. Remember, she won, and then they had to cancel. Then they brought it back to her. So,
okay. So, hey, Ion, how are you doing? Hey, I wanted to talk about the whole oxygen.
It's wonderful.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for asking. It's
you sound so enthused about that.
Yes, it's so relegated expressions of joy.
So the oxidation, is that we're going to not use oxygen anymore because it's going to change to O2.
Stop right there. The only reason you're using oxygen now is because you have to have it to maintain your littleness. Do you understand it's so much easier to succeed than it is to fail? You make it so hard. And then the only success people are the ones who didn't go to college, the stupid ones who don't have sense enough.
Okay, so it's because of hydrogen. It's because hydrogen is going to be so much more, and it's going to create the negative pH atmosphere, which is going to stabilize all of the isotopes. And we're going to not oxidize anymore because of that, because we won't need oxygen.
That's very wonderful, and that will explain a lot of your chemistry and the false premises that you've embraced, like half-life. See, you will diminish, or there will be no more half-life. It won't be a half-life if they're all stable. Then you can ground everything or nothing or everything, and then you won't have all these other laws of physics and blah, 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 that why you can't do this, you can't do that, and you can't live here, and you're not supposed to be there. And don't drink the water in Flint, Michigan, whatever you do, and all that other blah, blah, blah stuff. So then you don't have to worry about all those things, but you don't really worry about them now, but you don't even have to be, you don't even have to acknowledge them. But lots of people are making lots of monies on these things, so don't forget. Money, 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 money.
And the new environment is changing, is going to create a huge change in metals, and the only unaffected metal is going to be gold, because gold is forever.
That's correct. That's and we may take all of Bob's gold and make it radioactive just so it's fun. We might. We could. We're thinking about it. We may. He's got a lot of it, though, you know. But don't tell him, he'll get the big head. Then he'll go threatening Howard Buffett again, getting him all stirred up. You know how Bob does. He calls everything under question. He's torn up more relations than you could ever know. I mean, he'll love you up and drop you like a bad habit. It's delicious.
The protons is the angel diagram that represent protons in the cell. Is that because hydrogen...
No, the perfect cell. There must be a
The perfect cell, correct.
Yeah, because the other ones
cell.
Of those, you slough off in your bed. It's why you have to change your bed every octad, every 8 years, because so much of you is full of the bed. It doubles in weight. Hey, Bob, did you know there's more of you in your bed than there is of you? How about them smackers?
I didn't know that, Ian.
More
yeah, there's
more than
there is of me.
No, more of you in your bed than there is of you.
I thought that was just a marketing ploy to get people to buy mattresses more often.
No, you can weigh your mattress, a new mattress, and then weigh a mattress that you've had for 8 years, and it's about double. It really is. It's you.
It's really you. Is true, then, what they say on the ads.
Well, that's what dust motes and all that crap in your house is. It comes off of you.
Because we're talking about the negative pH atmosphere, and the environment in the body is going to be that way because of the potential for hydrogen that's created. Hydrogen is a proton. So is that what is being described in the perfect cell of the angel diagram, that because there's more there's more hydrogen, there are more protons in the cell because the hydrogen is actually a proton?
No.
May I ask you something?
Yeah, go ahead, Roxy.
I would like to ask you about what you told to Jonathan about the Finnegan's Wake being in cipher. Could you expand on that?
Yes. You got to develop it a little bit. I mean, if we're just going to answer, you did get it the first time, so what makes you think you're going to get it the next time? You want to develop it a bit, don't you?
Yes, because you told Bob that it's like the never-ending story, that he's reading the story and...
Yes, the never-ending story with
story.
Atreyu.
What?
Do you remember Atreyu?
That's the line, isn't
and
it?
And for...
Atreyu.
Today he was saying the thunder
now,
words.
Wait a second. You're going to let that go? Never-ending story, Atreyu. You want to acknowledge that part, that you do or do not know Atreyu in the never-ending story. Yes?
Okay, explain that more.
No, the book, never-ending story.
Is that part of the... Death of the Gutenberg Galaxy is how he is killing the Gutenberg Galaxy?
We just say no.
Talk about Atreyu. Is that a character in
Atreyu.
The Never Ending Story?
Yes. Falcor. With a luck dragon. And Bastion. Don't you remember Bastion? And the Rockbiter?
No, she never saw the story. So
and
go back to things.
You're asking us about,
don't get distracted by
us
Ion.
About
Ion told,
asking us about
Ion told somebody not to be distracted.
How ridiculous.
Yes. No, it's the theme of... Atreo is the dog. So what?
Oh, the dog.
Don't get thrown, Roxy. What did you want to know about the cipher in Finnegan's Wake?
Because you already did Emerald Tablets and the Bible. And
yeah.
The next book that you studied for so long is the Finnegan's Wake.
Yeah.
And we see that it starts with all these directions to the castle. I wonder, how is that book affecting the plot or creating the story?
Direct the question at Ion.
I want to know how this Finnegan's Wake is a cipher.
The Playfair cipher.
The Playfair cipher is Angel. Yeah, go ahead.
So
what was
he... He was looking for in the wake. He was trying to remember the angel talk to activate the angel diagram. Or
hey, Bob, what's that ridiculous Joyce thing that people... What was Ulysses? It's the other one. That one. What was that about?
Exile.
Tell me what that was
exile.
About. What was that about?
Exile.
Okay. So if you had a play for cipher regarding exile, you would do what with it, Bob?
Nothing.
Okay. Good.
Susanna, you want to help Roxy, Susanna?
So the Atreo is the dragon, and that was the one that was traveling with the little boy, right? He transformed into, I'm trying to remember the story. Is that significant with the question, Roxy? Is asking, so in what way is it significant?
Every way.
The dog. Versus
the
little boy.
Is that a representation of non-physical?
Well, it could be, but no, but it's the search for it. He was in a disadvantage. He was in a less than place. He made himself be less than. Then he found this world where he didn't have to be less than. He can run the thing. And he's smarter than everyone else there, but everything else is him. And then he finds himself in the book. And then he blames the book. And then he's kind of bring back up. And then he has all these mystical things with the big old turtle and the rock biter and all these things on his quest to figure out all the things that are, that are, that are. Then he can't. And he doesn't know. And then he figures out the end. It's just a silly story.
So it's a representation of Bob.
Yes.
Basically.
Is that what you said, basically? So the never-ending story is the story of Bob.
Basically. But Roxy's never seen it, so okay.
You inspired Joyce to write the Finnegan's Wake, and Bob studied the Finnegan's Wake for so long. What were you trying to tell Bob?
It's a cipher, a Playfair cipher. For all these years, he studied it. He's pulled people together, killed poor Frank Zappa over the bullshit. I don't even know what that was the way. But then he came through all that mess, and poor Gail was right behind him. I mean, he was erased all the way to the bottom in the watermelon hay. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. His awareness is still unaware. The cosmic awareness is still underwear. They're in their underwear, aware.
And how do the castles connect in the wake?
Well, you had to have the code to the Playfair cipher.
Is there more to the code of the Playfair cipher than Angel? Is there more to it?
No, that's all.
But you have to know how to do the Playfair cipher. There's
Lord suffering cats, if you don't know, that's a Playfair cipher. Once you figure out a Playfair cipher and you have the code, now you got to tell us how to apply this. Why don't we just print it, put it on the boob tube, and you can watch a video. You get your facial book, we'll tweet it. We'll tweet all of Finnegan's Wake to you all fit. That'll piss everybody off because a lot of people are giving their very testicles these days just to get access to it. We're giving it away for free, so we don't know. It's all interesting. It's fine, but well, oh, yeah. But we've answered the question. Now come up with a question.
Ion, is the code for Finnegan's Wake similar or related to the code at Castle Chambord?
Is the code at Chambord similar to the cipher at Finnegan's Wake, Ion?
Yes.
And so you said the shape of the Bonami container. Last week you said the shape of the Bonami container. You talked about that, which is a pillar.
Well, a cylinder. Mm-hmm.
Is it useful to consider that?
Yes, that's fine. Yeah.
Are there symbols that represent the cloud at Castle Chambord?
Well, no, not in a wheat stone. Not a wheat stone. There's a difference between a Playfair and a wheat stone.
And a wheat stone is in the first couple of pages of Finnegan's Wake. It's important.
That's right. That's how you know the difference. That's good.
Yeah.
Very good, Bob.
Thank you.
And wheat fares referenced in Finnegan's Wake, but it's the Wheatstone cipher in Chambord and a Playfair cipher in Finnegan's Wake?
Yes.
How do these fireplaces to be used?
Yes, in the Black Chamber, yes.
Now, didn't you say in Bob's private session that it was Carolyn that lit the fires and bothered Marguerite, or Marguerite was irritated by Carolyn?
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up, Gene. I thought that's what was said, that Carolyn changed the fireplaces, but not sure. Is that what you were saying, Ion?
That's a different conversation.
That's not
right. But yeah, you were saying that they all look at the fireplaces for portaling, but it got changed. And they then retreat.
That's right.
They tried to retrieve the fireplaces by making 440 of them? Or was that before the fireplaces became obsolete?
They're not obsolete now. They've just been changed.
Marguerite changed them?
Carolyn changed it.
Is that the reason why there is no perfect symmetry? One side is like a crepe flipped. Is that the area that was changed?
That's not your real question. So we can answer that, but that's not your real question.
Are there other symbols that apply to the Wheatstone code in Chambord?
Cryptanalysis.
The crypts? The tombs?
Cryptanalysis, not the crypts. Now we're talking about the blood. We ain't talking about the crypts. We're talking about the blood. Come on. And the rest of them in the hood, the gangsters, gangbangers.
Hey, Ion, we got Brian lurking. If we bring Brian in, will that just throw it all off and we'll lose our course right here? Or could Brian
No, but we're going to talk about them lampstands. And so, you know, that's where we dropped off the last 88 times. But it's all right with us.
Did you say you would talk about the lampstands or you won't?
Yes, of course.
When Galileo was studying the lamps, was he into the lampstand?
That's an example of a genetic algorithm.
Uh-oh. There's a new term, guys.
And when Leonardo was studying people transitioning, what did he find out in the moment they transition? Is that how he became eternal?
I am. Did you leave, Ion? Let's see.
No, we don't leave.
Did Leonardo da Vinci become eternal by studying the dying process in the hospitals?
No.
He knew there is no death. What was he really doing?
What did he learn there?
Singing, how to sing.
Do you mean that in the sense of this frequency, this undertone that is there in the cells? Is that a type of singing?
Yes. Okay, Deb, you going to contribute here?
I wanted to ask Ion a couple of questions on a different topic.
Okay, hey, Deb, help them with this topic first.
I don't know where they're trying to get.
Well, welcome to our world, honey. Welcome to our world. We're like Delta Airlines. We'll get you there, but where?
Well, I am actually trying to understand how to activate the angel diagram.
With a Playfair cipher, not a Wheatstone. That's how you do it.
So then that involves...
Leon.
Is that why in the coat of arms of England, the lion is looking at us, and in the Rothschild, the lion is looking to the unicorn?
Yes. The face-off of all the ages, yes.
Is it significant that it's a rampant line?
But of course. You wouldn't
because
want a feral one, would you?
The lion was also a symbol of fire.
Yes. Fire is what the cloud of glory that you followed around the desert for 40 years on a three-day journey. The fire, it was a pillar of fire by night and a cloud of glory by day. And oh, guess what? That fire, that's where the manna fell out. And then they got sideways. Come on, Bob, look up the scriptures. You know the scriptures where you strip off every night, get the scriptures. When you made Moses strike the white stone, strike the rock two times, got everybody all boogered up. Y'all ain't got over that shit yet, and you're still trying to get it. Look it up, Bob. Look it up, Bob. Look it up, Bob. You can do it, Bob. You can do it. You can do it. You can quote, 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 quote. Quote them scriptures. The scripture. Them scriptures going to set you free, Bob. The scripture.
Okay,
there you go.
I'll quote you. The cloud and the lion?
No, the fire. The lion represents fire, and the fire represents where the manna came from that Moses got sideways with two times ago. He's going to do it again, though, so it'll be all right. It'll be all right.
And you've also said that fire and a chemical reaction are the same thing.
It is a chemical reaction, yes.
Roxy, I'm going to ask this. We just listened to Nelson and Wanda Thal wax eloquent on the 10 lost tribes on coast to coast. Destroy that idea, Ion, of the 10 lost tribes.
They aren't lost. You can wax on it to death, but they're still present today. They still make references. They're still the reigning oligarch today of the lost tribes. How ridiculous that they're lost. They're more lost than you all are. You just don't even know. They're so not lost, they don't even know. They think they're lost. That's how not lost they are. That's pretty lost. I guess that's unlike. So I guess they've not been saved. So if they were Pentecostal, they could get saved. And they should have been saved instead of found. So that's the difference.
Now, the tribes refer to the double helix strands?
If you need a doppelganger, okay, but not necessarily.
How come the tribes aren't lost today?
Because you're still talking about them. You've identified them. You know where every single one of them are. You know how they act, what they do, and where they came from. You know where they originated from, when they separated themselves from the original tribes, and how they got sideways from their genetic DNA code that was prescribed. You know, every marker, every line, every hair, every time a hair grows long or a wild hair, wild as a March hair, coming along that you know everything about them. How could you possibly know so much about something that's totally and completely and utterly lost?
So, Ion, what was the main error that Nelson Thal was making? Was it the idea of projecting God outside of himself and that God's running the tribes? Is that the major error?
Correct. And where it lands.
The lost tribes, are they represented in the new RNA, Ion?
Oh, let's see. How does that go? No.
No!
If the... The fire is the lion, the unicorn is the water?
Represents the water, not the water. Represents the water, not the water.
Hey, Ion, aren't you impressed the way the Ionettes are carrying on several conversations here?
And the threads are good. They're getting their own questions and still serving your thread. Bob's warning you that if you don't make it be about him in about 2.3 seconds, he's going to take it over again.
This is a cult, if you remember that.
Is there a difference between dead and forgotten? You imply that the tribes aren't lost.
Oh, see, that's right. But see, that's the Egyptian way of looking at it. They would remove your name from everything. Every name where your name is written in every spot, they'd take it all away. That's how they would make you dead. Akhenaten would make you dead by removing your name from every that it never existed.
It's the mummy of Akhenaten that will prove ascension through DNA testing? That's what you said.
Well, if we said it is true as it ever was true, till Bob changes it all again, and then we start all over, and then we run it up the mountain, and we take it down the flagpole, and then we take a very cold day and a very warm tongue and stick it to a flagpole and see if it sticks or not. And then we won't have any hot water, and then we'll be stuck to the flagpole, and we won't know how to get it out, and then we'll be sitting there, can't scream because our tongue is stuck to the flagpole. But yes, darling, it'll hold till Bob messes it all up. No worries. See, Bob, how you like that? We got it right back to you right there, just like that. Welcome to the Bob Show. It's the Bob Show.
Hi, last week you mentioned about the chain, a chain and a new contract.
Yes.
Are you talking about the code that's being resurrected in all the perfect cells?
Oh, Bob, that's in your inbox. You're supposed to play that. Now she did it, so you got to play it now, please.
Okay. Let me just get my phone changed.
Okay, sorry for your fun. This will explain it. We put it on your... It's no fun because you took all the heat out of the fire. We put it on your little chip-chapper, slap-stop, slip-slap-stop, slip-slapper, whatever that is. Thingy-thing.
Once you said Bob is the Sphinx, so he's the one that makes the fire? It turns on the fire?
Bob didn't start the fire, but the world's been burning since the world's been turning.
What is the meaning of Bob being the Sphinx?
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, Television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. Rosenberg's H-Bomb, Sugar Ray, Panajome, Brando, The King and I, The Catcher in the Rye, Eisenhower, Vaccine, England's Got a New Queen, Marconi, Liberace, Santiana, Goodbye. We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't start the fire, but we tried to fight it. Joseph Stalin, Malakoff, Nasser, and Poliperov, Rockefeller, Campanelli, Communist Bloc, Roy Cohen, Juan Perón, Toscanini, Decarone, Binderon, Falsifal, Rock Around the Clock, Einstein, James Dean, Brooklyn's Got a Winning Team. Ta-da!
Billy Joel song. You want me to get the song?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the answer to my question. What is the song?
Yay, we like that. Keep going. You got it.
Susanna, remind us what your question was.
It's that chain that he referred to. Is it also the new contract, and is that new contract the genetic code for the perfect cell?
Novation.
Is that you, Alyssa?
No, that's Sherry.
Yeah.
Okay, Sherry.
Hi.
Yep.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Ion. Regarding the emerald tablets that haven't been found yet that you're still working on.
Yeah.
The information on the tablets have to do with the rewrite or your emergence or of knowledge or all of the above?
Yeah, we're going to develop some of the thoughts and some other stuff that we're going to bring back up. Now, we're going to try to bring them into Hermes. We're going to bring some Hermes into it, too. Hermes is pretty good, but they're not going to be able to translate it, so we're going to put a cipher on that, too, but we're going to translate it, make it easy, because we really want you to figure this part out. So it'll be fun. We'll even make it a PDF so you can enjoy it, literally.
Can I ask a question about last week? And
You just did.
I know. Okay, another one. Regarding Roxy's question, or Roxy, and the emotion that she felt for the Chambord Castle, how it brought her to tears just looking at it. And you said that's because she remembers. Now, isn't that a type of reincarnation type memory?
No, it's not a reincarnation memory. If you're eternal and you're having one eternity and you're enjoying that one eternity and you remember something that happened yesterday, is that reincarnation? No, it's remembering what the hell happened yesterday.
Well, that's just a picture of it. Right?
Or left.
Hey, Ion, back to the fire. Is that the fire in the lamp of the lampstand, the seven lamps? And is that the sugar, super sugar, burning with the amino acid or reacting?
Super sugar won't burn.
It won't be part of a chemical reaction. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
There's oil in the lampstand. Is that what is burning with the amino acid?
No.
Okay, Susanna, let's see if Brian's on the ball. We'll give Brian a chance to ask a question. Okay, Brian, lampstands. What do you want to know on this topic that Susanna just revealed?
I don't know nothing about that topic Susanna just revealed.
Yay, that's wonderful. Hey, how's your mama, Nim?
He's been muted. Back to you, Susanna.
So in the lampstands, there are the perfect amino acids, and some of them are more perfect than others, and they're going to be refined into small size molecules. But they need to react to something or mix with something to do that. Is that what is happening in the lampstand? In the lamp?
And I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
Yes? Go on.
What is the voice?
What's the voice? Yeah, who is the voice? Each of us individually recognizing the lampstand? Seeing the lampstand?
Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do not the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.
Before you gave them eight thunders, and you said you were going to give them the other thunders later, could we get those now?
That's mostly in the Church of Ephesus.
And which bank is that?
Oh, that's Acts 19, 8 through 12.
Read it.
Unto the angel of the Church of Ephesus write, these things saith that I holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
Shall we bring Brian in to see if he can...
He might want to know about something else. It's okay. Hey, dude, how they hanging?
Hey, dude, well, it's not hanging at the moment. But anyway, what version was you reading from when you said the part about he heard a voice
King
talking with me and he turned around?
James Bible.
Now, see, I don't recall King James saying they were lampstands. I recall King James saying they were candlesticks.
That's right. Both apply. They are the same thing.
They are the same thing. So, and what's being laid out is this is literal.
Yes,
after all,
very
the angel
good.
Was saying, right?
Yep.
The angel
Always.
Was saying, right this.
Yes.
And it seems, and I'll only speak for myself, as I've gotten that completely fucked up, the literal and the, how would you say it, the real or the... tangible.
The same way that it kind of mixes up with the first seal on the white horse, the second seal of the war, the third seal of the famine, the fourth seal of the death, the fifth seal of the martyrs, the sixth seal of the terror, and that's how that all works.
And the first seal, you got the white horse and the rider. Is the rider the spirit and the horse the beast? they're laying out that they are separated.
But it's connecting how you fell from your meat sack body. We've done this already. You've already relived this already. You're looking at the difference on the white horse. It comes back to the noise of the thunder, the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw him, holder as a white horse, sat on him, had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. And that lays it all out that you can get back to God, blah, blah, blah. But that's old stuff. I've played that till it's run out of.
I like this, how you kind of nonchalance, oh, that's nothing. But it isn't getting back to God the whole point?
Well, you'd think, but we didn't want to point out how obviously obtuse it's become for some of you.
Well, I agree. And I'm only going to speak for myself. You know, I didn't have a clue, but now I at least maybe have a clue, and it has changed my perspective dramatically. Because I know in my private sessions and sessions where I talk, you kept saying over and over, you kept using this literal business. Like, we're being literal. We're very literal. It's only literal. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that means. What are you saying when you mean literal?
See, Bob, we told you Brian was coming back. Didn't we tell you that? We did tell you that. Remember that, Bob? Yeah. Okay, good. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah.
We're talking about you in the third person like you're not here. It's great fun.
Sorry.
May I ask you something else?
Just one second, honey. Just one second. Just one second. It's going to be great. Hold that thought. We got you. We got you. We got you.
I'll just say what I found out for myself. I found out that in this process, you know, the goal is to ascend, to get back to God. And what I found out is that I've actually been waging war against God. I've been waging war against myself.
That's the sixth seal. The battle's over, but not all of the prisoners of war have been notified that the battle's over. The prisoners of war. You're a prisoner of war. You're still fighting a battle over a war that's over.
It's over. Does this have to do with the Jubilee year the Pope announced the Jubilee?
Piss on the Pope. Ain't nobody listening to him anymore. He's letting dogs and cats lay together. He's just come along. He's trying to bring everybody in, and next thing, you have all kind of crazy stuff. We're going to sell Vatican City for a real good price. Bob's already called the mortgage on it, and they're scrambling now, trying to get the monies up where they owe the payment. They got a payment due, and if they don't make it, Bob may just sell it for the highest bidder. Put a nice Wicca religion in the Sistine Chapel. It might be fun.
Bob, you were saying, now this has been a while back, but when we were talking about the lampstands a while back, you said, oh, don't worry about it. We're working on that now, and the patents are fixing to come out. When you read the patents, it's going to explain the lampstands. Are the patents out yet, Bob?
Nope.
You say, don't worry about the Pope or the Catholic Church. You know, that's your, according to what I've come across, that's your mama.
Anything that represents God that isn't you, why would you listen to it? Anything on this earth that represents God that isn't you, why would you listen to it? Just asking a question.
Well, because I've either been asleep or because of the fraud and the deception, that the being born into original sin, I didn't know.
But we told you that I and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondsman and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains. And he said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from his wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? You're saying that you didn't know, and we told you just about as plain a matter of fact. You even brought it up originally. That's pretty cool.
How is that plain in my world?
You're fighting a war, the terror, the sixth seal, the terror in Revelation 12, chapter 6. That's what you're laying out there, which we told you that then.
Okay.
And that's all.
Right,
no problem.
Let's
no
be
problem.
Clear. Fine. Okay, let's be clear about the war. And let's explain the war in language other than the way it's written in the Bible. Common language, so to speak, or words, not just, you know, this. In the war, you know, me and the literacy, the fictitious color of law war, isn't that what we're talking about? How the church and the state have claimed me and nobody knew about it. My parents didn't know about it. You know, when they talk about honor thy mother and father, what's that mean exactly? That means honor your biological mother and father. Yet what everybody does and what I've done is you run around worshiping the church and state. the church your mother and the state your father. Isn't that the war you're waging? Or isn't that the war that I'm waging? That's the war I'm waging. I'll put it that way.
Not so much.
You fucked up and joined the constitutional fundamentalists, Brian. You're all fucked up, man. You're trying to preserve your driver's license or have a birth certificate in your own country.
Next thing you'll be asking Glenn Beck for advice.
Glenn Beck. Yeah. Glenn Beck.
But
Brian, you've gone down a rabbit hole, Brian. You left my
He's just trying to be by the marker. The marker is
simply explaining this rabbit hole.
Okay, there's a battle. There's a war raging.
Hold on a second. You say the markers apply. You're talking the marker, the DNA markers, right?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so when you come forth, when you come through the womb and you're born into this world, there's DNA that has male and female DNA, and then there's like what's called mitochondrial DNA, which is strictly female. And isn't that where the war starts?
Not necessarily.
Right there?
It's not separating from female to male, because you can be both at the same time. You actually have both already anyway. So the mitochondrial is not specific or type specific to that. You might think it is, but it's not.
Wait. The mitochondria is what's the that that
it's only that exclusively word? Exclusively female, not.
So let's look at this the world that I know. The world that I'm getting into now is there are no males in this world. They're only females. And it doesn't matter if you're Brian Johnson or if you're Bob Dobbs or you're not male according to the Catholic Church.
Don't leave me out of this, Brian.
All right, fine. That's good. I'll leave you out of it. But according to the church, there are no males.
That's bullshit.
They've taken claim to this DNA that comes through the wound. It wasn't me, but it was what came after me, and they laid claim to it, and then they say that, oh, this is a foundling child we found that's been abandoned, so we're going to claim it. And then my mother, as an author, has created this fictitious character and gave it a name, and then everybody thinks, well, okay, this biological me, the flesh and blood me, you know, with arms and legs and the living is what the birth certificate is all about. When it's not, the birth certificate is just the literary world that I'm waging against.
When you're a little man, you have to be born. You have to create a piece of paper in the Gutenberg galaxy to prove that you are. Without a piece of paper that proves that you are as a little man, you are not. So you're not anybody.
And that's what you want to be, but see, that's not the world that I see. The world I see is it's the other way around. Everybody went to the literary world, and they're operating under this
and then you made life person. and then you made Life a magazine, and once you did that, it was over pretty much for the little man.
All I'm doing is in my personal ascension process is getting out of this literary world, getting out of the house of the corporate, and coming home back into my own house.
Your library card and stop checking out books that say you're not winning the war.
Well, I'm not reading no books, and I don't have a library card.
Then nothing would be overdue. Nothing would be overdue if that's the case. Well, so the happy news is, let's be soft about it. Hold on one second. So, a needle pulling thread. If the point is that there's this battle, this war is raging, and you are a victim of this war that you're trying to conquer, and you win, we already told you that, you believe that, you got that, you're becoming, you got that, you believe that, and all these other things you're embracing, it's like, thank you for my belief, now help my unbelief, or my disbelief, or the part I can't get, the part that I just will not get loose of, that last little hemorrhoid that just won't come out.
That's a good idea. Let's go there.
Yeah.
Help me with my unbelief that I can't let go of.
Hey,
Oh, you mean the hemorrhoid? Well, you'll say apply hot water.
No, not the fucking hemorrhoid.
It's a miracle thing. If you apply a lot of hot water, it'll go down. And when you do a prophylactic dose of really, really hot water, you can stand hot water more on your bone than you can in the other part. So if you do that all the time, you'll never have any more hemorrhoidal problems. Yay! So use natural hot water, too, not genetically modified or corrected hot water, just regular hot water.